Hey, if you want to save more money, maybe you want to pay off debt, maybe you want to reduce financial stress in your life, I am very excited to announce the release of our spring workshop coming up on April 23rd. Now, in this free workshop, we're going to walk you through step-by-step on how we've been personally able to help thousands of people save and pay off tens of millions of dollars. And these are normal people making normal incomes just like you and I. So if they can do it, you can do it too. If you'd like to sign up, head over to debtfreedad.com, click on the green button at the top of the page, and I can't wait to see you at our spring workshop. Hey, everybody, welcome to episode number 152 of the Debt Free Dad podcast. Today, I am excited to welcome Sonia Kunz to the podcast. Now, Sonia joined Roots in July of 2022, and in just 3 months, she has already made some pretty significant progress. She's already saved and paid off $13,375.38. Now, today, she is joining me to share her journey, what changes she's been able to make, and just how she's been able to really improve her financial life in just the last 3 months. Stay tuned. This is going to be awesome.
Welcome to the Debt-Free Dad Podcast, where we're helping normal, everyday people learn how to save money and kick debt so they can live a happier and stress-free life. Now, here's your host, Debt-Free Dad, Brad Nelson.
Hey, how is everyone doing today? You can find me on Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. Just search Brad Nelson, Debt-Free Dad. And as always, we would love to connect with you on one of those social platforms. And as always, welcome to today's show. So glad that you are joining us. And remember to get all the resources, show notes, and links from today's show. You can head over to our website at balancedcents.com/152. That's again, balancedcents.com/152. And as I mentioned in the introduction, so excited to welcome Sonia to the show. Now, Sonia is 45 years old, married for 22 years to her husband, Jason. And together, they have three children, ages 20, soon to be 19, and 17 years old. She says, "We feel like we are nearly empty nesters. We added two Shih Tzu pups to our family this past summer named Morty and Potter, which is super fun." Sonia says, "I've been a project manager for 11 years, working in two different companies manufacturing equipment in the passenger rail industry. Four of those years, our family lived abroad in Germany. And if I'm not working, I am enjoying relaxing, spending time with my family, my pups. I love do-it-yourself projects on just about anything. And I also refinish and build furniture." Sonia, welcome to the podcast. I'm so happy that you've been able to take some time and hang out with us here today.
Hi there, Brad. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's kick off with our first question and really just how you came to be where you found Roots and you got started. Like, can you share a little bit about your history with your finances and, you know, even maybe growing up and what things you kind of struggled with even as an adult, as you became an adult? What things did you find challenging about managing your money as you got started?
So I would say I probably didn't have much of anything growing up as far as finances. So I don't remember ever having any conversations with my parents or my parents having conversations with us kids. So it wasn't until I got of age and started working and could get your first credit card and things of those sorts. So I kind of just learned as I grew. And I don't know if you can inherit things, but I would say based upon what I've learned on my father's traits, it was exactly like him, growing up, even until now, up until, you know, growing Roots, I'm still working on those, behaviors and those bad habits. But, I know now, that finances was quite contentious in, between my parents, which later they, got divorced. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until becoming an adult, until myself, that knowing, you know, that was kind of the heart of some of the problems. So yeah, not a lot of discussion.
Yeah. So can you talk a little bit about, you mentioned taking on some of your dad's and maybe way of handling money if you can inherit it almost, you know, you mentioned, and can you share a little bit more about that? Was he not really good at managing it, or What were you meaning when you say that?
No, I would say that he lived well out his means.
Okay.
The phrase, you know, we're going to borrow from Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah.
You know, I did a lot of that the same. I always joke with myself even before Roots because, you know, I knew what was driving some of my bad habits, but I always felt like almost like I always knew when I was spending, knowing that I didn't have the money, even if it was outside my means, like that the money was just going to randomly or magically appear somehow. So that's kind of, you know, how I was. Early on, especially when I met my husband, we really had a differences of finances, because my husband is quite opposite. It was pay your bills, then what's left over, you know, is fun afterwards. Whereas when we first met 20 some years ago, I was in college on my own. It was, you know, get the things that I wanted and then figure out last minute how I was going to pay the bills.
Yeah, right.
with no savings. And I guess to bring up, you know, growing up, I started working when I was 15 years old. And we say to our kids all the time, you know, we talk to them about savings. If I could go back at 15 and start putting away some of that money, what I could have today, you know, and I wouldn't have missed it then. So again, you know, growing up, nothing about savings.
Yeah. Yeah. And you hit on a sore spot for me too, because I totally am with you there. Like I had a lot of the same types of experiences with money and very irresponsible with it. And I started working at a young age too. And you know, my first job was working at a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant. I think I started when I was 14, 15 years old. And I feel the same way. It's like, if I would have just taken a little bit of that and put it away, where I could be at 43 now. Man, it regret sneaks back in real quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, no question. So you obviously find out about Roots. And so what at this point in your life did you say, like, I need to do something different? Like, did something happen? Were you going through some things, or did it just feel like now is just that magical time I need to kind of get started? What was the decision behind that?
So I think I've always had debt from the age of 18. And I listened to all the other podcast episodes. So you talk about, when the kids go off to college and they get that first credit card. So I moved out when I was 18, all on my own, going to school. My first apartment, I got a Discover card because that's the one that they market to you.
Right.
Which is fine. You know, now looking at what my threshold is on cards, and that really wasn't that much, but at the time it was. I pretty much furnished my own apartment with everything on the card. I was working, I was making pretty good money. So it really started then. Then I got a new car, even though my father said, you're in college, you shouldn't get that. But,
right. You
know, not knowing, did that as well. But so, yeah, as you mentioned, I'm 45 years old, and from literally 18, 19 years old, I have always had debt. So what started to trigger recently this summer is I make pretty good money now, and there should be no reason that I'm not able to put a chunk of my salary into savings every month. My husband, who makes considerably less than me, can easily do that. Now, granted, I am paying a lot of the bills, but it works that way, that he's able to be kind of the saver and I'm taking right. care of the other. But still, on top of that, I should be able to. So I think I mentioned it in a post several months ago, is I think what started to trigger is I've always budgeted. And I brought up with me my last budget book. So I've always budgeted, whether it's in a book, on Excel spreadsheet, for years. But as I mentioned before, I never stuck to it. I always overspent. So what started to happen for me is this looming feeling of having this debt and the amount that I pay monthly that goes towards my minimum payments. I've had a couple revisions of paying my debt off in the last year. Should have been paid off this year, but then not sticking to that budget. as I mentioned, I posted in the Roots group a couple months ago, or a couple weeks ago, I'm not quite sure. But we got the two pups this summer. And between the cost of the pups, their first year, not even first year yet, but, you know, their first rounds of vet visits, I realized how much I spent on them in just a few months. And I thought, wow, that could have been one of my credit cards, you know? So I thought, if I could come up with that money in such a short time to purchase them and to do all the things necessary for them,
yeah,
I should be able to do that with my finances. So I was due in July on my budget. This one ran out in July, and I came across, I don't know if it was your TikTok or Facebook, for the planner.
Okay.
So I bought the planner because that was in my budget. I needed a new one starting in July. And then joined it, started listening to the podcast and I think joined the Facebook group. And it was just between all of those, I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to join Roots. And I know you don't want to hear this, but it's funny. My membership was the very last thing I put on a credit card. But I knew it. I said, this is it. It's the last purchase.
Yeah. I love that. Love it. So you had mentioned that you were always really good at doing your budget, but you mentioned that you had a hard time kind of following it or sticking to it. And it was more of that behavior side. Can you share a little bit where you struggled the most with that? Was it just you weren't able to tell yourself no, or like what were the areas where like you do your budget because you were putting that work in, but it's still, you still weren't following it quite? Did you kind of put your finger on like why that was happening?
I would say mostly impulse purchases.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe just if it was, there was always impulse purchases. So,
yeah,
you know, I would set aside something for my hobby, my DIY, or, maybe there were surprises that came up with kids, but you know, you mentioned having that emergency fund. And although I was putting money possibly in savings, I think it was the mindset around, you know, what the savings was. The savings was, I think at the time I was just putting money aside, and my plan was in the last year that every time I reached a couple thousand in it, then I was going to transfer that over and pay a credit card. But there was never no boundaries that I put up around either the budget or what that savings was.
Right, right. Yeah, makes total sense. So you joined at the end of July. And so, I mean, to be able to make the kind of progress that you made in the last 90 days, I mean, those are some pretty significant numbers just in 90 days. So some people are probably listening to this and be like, okay, what did you do? Like, what made that big of a difference to you? Now, you mentioned you make a pretty good income, right? But that still doesn't go without like making changes and doing some things different. So can you share with us, like, what were some of the things that you felt helped make the biggest difference over the last 90 days to help you get to where you are right now?
So I would say, and you teach this in Roots and with the being a member with the different group members, definitely behavior was a big one. Mindset for me was huge, and the accountability. I was just looking at my notes real quick. One of the other things that drove, and this is just coincidence, but my first credit cards up to be paid off on my snowball was my Lowe's credit card. And instead of having just the lump sum on my snowball, I broke it down by the deadlines. So I had promos on those. And those were either 6 months, 6 months, or I don't know, 12 months. I can't remember. So if I didn't pay them by that date, I was going to get a considerable amount of interest on top. So
That
really drove me to hit those targets, which some of them, you know, were a couple thousand, which really kind of, you know, helped me get to those numbers. But had I had not been in the program and really worked on other things, I probably would have reverted back to old habits and spent the money on something else.
Right.
Some money down and then transferred that balance to another credit card to avoid the interest, because the transfer fee probably would have been smaller than the interest.
Right.
So that was quite a success for me, because I was able to pay them off and avoid doing any of that.
Yeah, I love that. Now, you mentioned in your response there, you mentioned accountability. So how has accountability and support helped you? Because obviously in Roots, that's a big factor of, you know, what this program is about. It's not, you know, here on the Debt-Free Dad podcast, you know, a lot of people generally know some of the things that they should be doing, right? We should probably save more money. We should probably not go into debt. But, you know, a lot of us just lack ongoing support accountability. It's what I lacked. And it's what took me so long to get out of debt. And it's ultimately why we created this company and our membership Roots, is to give people that so much value of support and accountability. So you brought it up. How has that helped you stick to this over the last 90 days, where you just mentioned, I would have maybe gone back to old habits. Like, why do you feel accountability has really helped you stick with it?
I think being in the group with the different members and seeing that we're all in this together, You know, people will, you know, it's not just the things that you are posting in the group, but you see what everybody else is posting. And some people are having their own successes and some people are struggling, but it's an environment, it's a safe environment. So, you know, it's nice that people feel safe in the environment, that they can be that open. And I don't think any of us are any different in any of those ways. We've all have been there in one way or another. So, you know, and just learning the things that you're teaching, I think I've always known, I know what drove, you know, my finances. And my husband will, you know, kind of in a nice way, because we can, you know, joke with each other at this point in time, but, you know, I'll say that's in my budget, you know, and, you know, and casually, he'll ask, you know, what my credit card balance is. You know, he's like, you've been paying your credit card balance for, you know, your whole life, you know, and I'm like, yes, I have, you know, but he knows that I'm working on it. And yeah, so hopefully that's.
So so talk a little bit about that. Cause the last 90 days, I mean, to be able to make this kind of progress, has it with your relationship with your husband, have you shared this with him, like your numbers and what you've been able to achieve, or how's that going?
So this might sound a little bit strange, but no. So okay. My husband probably doesn't know my total debt.
Okay.
Although he knows probably, you know, roughly what it is. But again, I mean, we've been married 22 years and I've always had debt. So I'm taking this on my own, and that may sound strange, but there's a little bit behind it from my perspective. It is truly all of my debt. My husband has no debt whatsoever. After our third child, I stayed home, and then could not pay my debts anymore. I was getting very stressed out because I wasn't working. I was trying to do some side jobs, but that wasn't working. And my husband ended up paying my credit cards off then. So I have once at one time been debt-free. And I actually had to ask him today, you know, what that amount was. And he said it was roughly $25,000. So here I am again, probably double that, you know, between my car and those were just credit cards at the time.
Yeah.
You know, so he's supportive, of course. You know, I'll say, you know, we budget for pizza, or, you know, if things come up, I'll say, well, it's not in my budget, you know, so. You know, he's supportive that way, but it will be good the day that I can finally just say I'm finally debt free.
Yeah, I love that. What a great why, right? To be able to do that.
I dream about that day.
Yeah.
But I know it's there now.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely on your way. There's no question about that. And to be able to do what you've done the last 90 days, I mean, you know, as we talk about a lot of Roots, the secret is consistency. And, you know, the longer you can stick with it, the better things get. And I have no doubt one day you'll be there. So can you share, Did you find anything when you were going through your budget, going through your expenses, like anything that was really kind of causing you to overspend the most? Like, you know, one of our suggestions is go through the last 3 to 6 months of your bank statements and what you're spending your money on. Do you find anything that was really eye-opening to you when you went back and actually looked at where your money was going?
Well, I think I was in a little bit different situation because, as I said, I've been budgeting.
Yeah.
So at the end of the month, even though it's a different type of planner, I know where my money was going. You know, at the end of the month, I knew how much we were eating out. I knew how much I was spending on my hobby. I knew all of that.
Yeah.
And what was really good for me when I started with your planner was the section in the front that you put about your annual expenses per month. I was able to fill that in very quickly and very detailed from my previous version to know, you know, what month the kids' sporting things are coming, you know, pictures, sport feeds, you know, all of these things. So I guess to answer your question, like, I already knew what was driving it. It was just about really setting a budget that was realistic,
right,
and had a purpose and sticking to it. Yeah.
Love that. And again, we talk a lot about, you know, why, you know, having a good why or reason why you're doing this and why that's important. And I think that plays a big role too. You know, you had mentioned, you know, being able to one day just be able to say that I'm debt free. I mean, that once you get your mindset there, right, once you're really bought into what you want to achieve, it, amazing things can happen. Amazing things begin to change, and you're willing to really work at it. It's like this, it's like almost like this extra level of effort you're willing to give once you have that real reason behind why you're putting in the work. So from a stress, anxiety, were you experiencing any of those feelings before you joined? And then, you know, kind of how do you feel now based on where you're at and what you've been able to do the last 90 days?
I don't know if recently I really had the financial stress. I mean, I know there was times of the years that I did, yeah. You know, I think my stress was just coming from constantly having to think about it, you know, constantly seeing those numbers and having a plan. Like I said, I've had a plan. It's probably been a couple revisions now of when I should be able to pay it off, and not necessarily seeing those numbers go down. You know, I wouldn't plan accordingly. So I would use the credit card again, or something would happen. So those numbers were going up instead of down. And that's where my stress was coming from.
Yeah. How about confidence? Confidence better now?
It is. And I feel like I'm more in control. Definitely have, you know, more confidence. And I'm hopeful that I'm on a path where I'm seeing the end of the light, you know, so I at least have a target. I don't want to say I didn't have a target before, but I just feel like I'm in more control.
Yeah. Yeah. You just have like, you feel like you have a proven plan that's working, you know, and the more you work it, it's, and this is what we always talk about. It's like, you know, momentum is just such an important part of getting out of debt. And sadly, people don't set themselves up for success in creating momentum and positive momentum, right? And now you've been able, over the last 90 days, been able to save and pay off well over $13,000. I mean, you have a tremendous amount of momentum going your direction. And the longer you do it, the more momentum, the more confidence you build, and the better things get.
And I think what you drive about the emergency fund and then, you know, sinking funds was, I'm sure there's other names behind it, but that was kind of new to me. You know, I've never, yes, I know you can put money aside to save for something. But the concept of not using a credit card, or I was good at this too, doing 0% financing for something, you know, really setting up something on the side to save for something.
Yeah.
As you know, the puppies that we got, they have to get their neuter surgery at 6 months, which they are 6 months now. But to plan, I got a quote. It was considerably higher than what I thought it was going to be. I was quite shocked. But what I did is I ended up giving myself some time to plan for that. And I set up their surgery in December. So I have a total of 4 months, and I'm about halfway there.
Yeah.
And what else that you drive is, you know, I was always using Facebook Marketplace, but, you know, I do DIY, I refinish furniture and, you know, do things like that. So everything that I have saved thus far, I've either picked up side work or sold things. So I'm hopeful that I'll be able to achieve that in the next 2 months.
Yeah. I love that you brought
that. Before I would have probably not gotten I probably wouldn't have gotten a quote, and I might probably would have maybe asked.
Yeah.
And then I would have slapped it on a credit card.
Yeah. I love that. There's so much there that is so good. It's just the future planning, right? It's using sinking funds, putting the money aside. But then I love how you are also looking at income producing activities. And we talk about that a lot. sometimes people are always like, what do I have to cut out? What do I have to cut out? Well, sometimes it's not maybe necessarily always cutting things out. It could be, what are some ways that I can temporarily bring in just more money at this time? Right. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned, you know, selling stuff on Facebook Marketplace. You know, you like to refinish furniture. I mean, there's a lot of people who have success with that. And especially if you know how to do it and you're doing it at an inexpensive way and you're selling at a good profit. I mean, what a great way to be able to, and I'm sure you enjoy it, which is even better, right? To be able to just bring in some extra money. And sometimes I think, you know, people who are struggling living paycheck to paycheck, it ruins a lot of sometimes our creativity because we're so stressed about our finances all the time. We tend to not think outside the box of, okay, there are some things that we could do to bring in more money and help us get rid of some of this debt, save up some more money faster. And I love that you're taking those steps and you're doing some of those things. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So have you shared this with anybody, like any of the success that you've had with any friends or family and any feedback from anybody else? Or have you been kind of keeping this to yourself so far? I mean, you've only been doing this 3 months.
Yeah, I've mentioned it to my best friend and another close friend. I don't know if I've mentioned my total debt that I've paid off, but I've kind of kept it close. Learning the things that I have. I guess you could say my daughter knows because now she just graduated and she's going to go to college and I'm trying to share with her, the things that I'm learning. She's not taking any classes right now, but I'm encouraging her to pay for the stuff in cash where, just a few months ago, she was planning on going to school. We had taken out the loan, because I surely didn't have it.
Right.
And now I'm trying to change that mindset a little bit because, I was fortunate. My husband and I both, we didn't have student loans. Mm-hmm. We did a few years in the military and I'm very fortunate because I don't know what it feels like to have, student loans. Hearing everything, today and on your podcast and from others, I'm trying to help her with that because, I think that she can, do it. It's, you talk about that a lot in your podcast, just the way that society is kind of molded, to think that you have to do certain things, you have to take out student loans, you have to take out a car loan, things like that.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So would you have ever thought when you started just 90 days ago that you would make this kind of progress?
No. And actually, I think it was last week, or I can't remember if you do this on a monthly basis, but you ask us to add up our numbers.
Yeah.
It was last week or the week before. And, you're doing it at the end of every month, like how much did you save and pay off and do that.
Yep.
But when I actually went back and added it all up and it was over, my debt was $11,000, but as you mentioned, my sinking funds and savings was well over 13, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. I was really shocked when I did that.
Yeah, it's exciting to see those numbers. That's why, again, we've talked about this a lot on the show is the power of tracking and going back and looking at how far you've come and being able to see it. I mean, it really boosts the confidence, it boosts the excitement, and it really just encourages you to keep on doing more, So that's awesome. So last question before we let you go here today, but what would you say to someone who's maybe on the fence, and is looking at this, like you just mentioned, I wouldn't have believed that I would have been able to do what I've done in 90 days. There's a lot of people on the outside who hear this podcast, listen to it regularly, and maybe are a little fearful, a little hesitant about getting started. But, even to yourself, like if you had to talk to yourself 90 days ago, what would you say to that person to encourage them? Like, this stuff works. Like, just get started with something smaller. Or what would you say?
Yeah, I would say if you're hesitant at first, you offer the Debt-Free Dad Facebook group. You don't have to be in the group to get the planner. And I think you can purchase the module with the planner for $10 or something like that, I think, right?
Absolutely.
I really think you have to be ready. Just because you sign up for a program doesn't mean that you're going to be able to do all the things that maybe you hear us do. But so I think that's a key factor. You have to be ready to make the change and to be open. And your podcasts are great. I rave about that. And what's really fun for me is I listen to them when I'm doing, side jobs. So I think that's a little ironic that I'm listening to them as I'm making money.
Yeah, I love that.
But even the episodes where I think that they don't apply to me, I listen to them anyways. And there's always something that I didn't know before or that connects with me in some way. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. And again, as I mentioned with my daughter, you know, maybe it's not applicable to me, but it could be for somebody else. So that's good. And I just wanted to highlight one of the most recent episodes that I listened to. Sorry, just to go back for one moment. Like, I think you learn things about yourself that you didn't know before. So there's a podcast, it's Financial Advice We'd Share With Our Younger Selves. Do you remember one?
Yep.
Ryan mentioned, and it was like this aha moment. I was like, oh my goodness. But he mentioned a driving thing for his financial habits, bad financial habits, was kind of keeping up with the Joneses. Mm-hmm. And it really was his self-confidence.
Yeah.
You know, that he was doing all of that purchasing. And that was a moment for me. I was like, wow, that really was driving not only my emotional and impulse, but kind of showing to others, you know, what I had or whatnot. But it really went back to your personal self. You know, joining the program, you know, try to look at the cost. It's really not that much if you add up what you probably are paying in interest and everything else.
But, right.
And you know, it's great to be part of the group, and it's been great.
Awesome. Well, Sonia, thanks so much for coming on and sharing. And I was so happy that you were willing to come on and talk to us, because to be able to just make that progress in the last 90 days, just the behavior changes, the mindset changes, and just what you've been able to do, I think it just goes to show that you can make some pretty good progress in 90 days. Now, the numbers are going to be different for all of us, what you're going to be able to save, what you're going to be able to pay off, you know, based on your income and based on your debt levels. You know, those are going to be different. But I think what you've proven, though, is that in 90 days, you can make some really great progress doing a lot of the stuff that we talk about on this show. And I just want to tell you, I'm so proud of you for doing that, because to be able to see where you're going to be at in just 6 months, 9 months, even a year, you know, 18 months from now, or 12 months from right now, or 18 months, kind of a year and a half, it's going to be incredible, right? I think because you've gotten started at such a great level of taking action, it's exciting. I'm really excited for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, what's this I see?
All right. That sound means it's time for the celebrations of the show. And of course, just a huge shout out and celebration to Sonia for just being on the show today and just sharing her wonderful progress over the last 3 months or so. And just awesome. Awesome just example of when you're willing to make some changes, amazing things can happen. And we see this time and time again with normal everyday people here at Debt-Free Dad. So we're kicking it off here with celebrations with Kelsey Wormsbecker. She says, "It's not much, but I put $25 into my savings. I am bound and determined to keep doing so and slowly get that number higher." Kelsey, remember, it's not always just about the amount. It's about creating the habit of saving. And $25, $250, doesn't matter the amount. It's all about the habit. And if you create that, savings will improve over time. So congratulations to you, Kelsey. That is amazing. Jason Pirelli, "I was able to set up my budget for the next month and I already put away $400 in my savings for my emergency fund." Jason, huge congratulations to you. That is a huge chunk of money in your savings and building your emergency fund. Congratulations. Robbie Donahue, she says, "I'm celebrating. I joined Roots and I also put $325 in my emergency fund. I also talked to my boss about my career path and goal within the company, more income opportunities. And I went to Walmart and only got the things that I needed. Finished my next month and the month after that's budget plan." Robbie, those are some huge wins. Congratulations to you. Thank you for sharing. Jillian Whitney, "I have managed to pay all bills and I am not broke. Now, I don't have a ton left, but I'm not broke." Hey, Jillian, that is a fantastic win. Fantastic budgeting win, too. And as you continue to work your way through the process and month after month and add consistency into your life, things will get better. Things will improve. But that is a great win. Jillian, so congratulations. Sarah Ann, "I held myself accountable. I also canceled the subscription that I was a part of for my side hustle. I loved it, but it just wasn't in my budget. I had 4 months left, so that's $128 back into my budget." Sarah, great sacrifice, great win. Yeah, there's a lot of things that we'd love to have, but, you know, if it's just an affordability issue, we got to cut the losses and figure out, okay, it's temporary pain. We can get those things back, but let's get our finances back on track. So, Sarah, good for you. And then last but not least, Antoinette, good win. I settled and paid off one collection item from my credit report. Antoinette, that is awesome. There's no better feeling than getting caught up and getting back to square one. So huge win. Huge congratulations to you guys. And again, huge congratulations to all of you out there who are working your way towards a stress-free financial life. Hey, and if you're just getting started with our podcast, or maybe you've been listening for some time and you're interested in how you can get started on the road to financial freedom, go ahead and visit our website at balancesense.com and sign up for my free Life Without Payments workshop, where I'm actually going to show you the first steps that have not only helped me and my family, but tens of thousands of other people just like you and I kick financial stress and worry for good. And as always, thanks for hanging out with us here today. We love your feedback, and it also helps us grow our podcast. So please leave us an honest review. We read every single one of those. And as you know, the Debt-Free Dad podcast is here to help you live a happier and stress-free financial life. So if you know someone who could benefit from our show, please give us a share. We appreciate you, and we will see you guys on an upcoming episode. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Debt-Free Dad podcast. For more free resources to kick debt and financial stress, head over to therealdebtfreedad.com.